Well, the government of Uganda, which is facilitating talks through the defense minister, Dr. Cliffat Kiyonga, so far is upbeat, is appreciative because both parties are present. The Congolese government, the Democratic Republic of Congo government is here. The delegates for the M23 rebel group is here. The delegation of the United Nations is here. They have set the ground rules, one of which is that the talks should proceed within 2 weeks. We hope we can iron out outstanding issues within those 2 weeks. If need be, perhaps there could be an extension. Secondly, we expect that there will be no fighting, either provocation from M23 or the Congolese government or indeed the UN force. We expect the guns to be silent. That is the ground rule, really, we have at the talks. They started yesterday, the whole of today. They haven't come out, save for slight break during lunch and evening. We shall be updating the media perhaps tomorrow.
The fact that none of the parties negotiating have pulled out, does your government see that as a sign of progress to achieving the benchmark set by heads of state and government when they met in Uganda?
Well, first of all, by the mere fact that both parties agreed to return to Kampala to the negotiating table, that was a good step. So your question is right. The second issue is they have been in the talks now, second day. Again, nobody has stormed out of the meeting. They may be acrimony in the rooms, but nobody has stormed out. And so we think all the sticking issues, the round table is the place to iron out the sticking issues.
How positive are you that they will find a solution once and for all to resolve the security crisis and thereby ensuring peace and stability in the entire Great Lakes region?
Well, I don't think this round of talks alone will resolve all of the issues in the DRC, because the issues in the DRC are larger. These particular talks are surrounding M23, the need for them to lay down their arms, the need for the Congolese government to accept them, and if possible, perhaps reintegrate the fighting forces into the mainstream army, demobilization of those who want to surrender and go home and do other things. And the third issue is not giving amnesty to those who have been indicted with serious crimes, war crimes, crimes against humanity. So these folks are really limited to the M23 and the DRC government, not the entire problem in the Congo. So another problem can erupt.
What is your government message to both the M23 and the government negotiating in Kampala about the need to resolve their differences as they hold talks in Kampala?
Well, first of all, it is the responsibility of the government of the DRC to ensure that all its people feel included in the governance process in Congo and that they are secure. So the first appeal really is the government of the DRC to ensure that it is as accommodative, as democratic as they can. The second issue, our second appeal is to the M23. They are sandwiched. Uganda cannot accept them back. Rwanda has pledged not to accept them. So the only way for them out is to accept a negotiated settlement which gives them safety either back into government for those who want or to join other private endeavors for those who don't want to be party to governing.